Welcome to The Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between, you name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to The Author Show at theauthorshow.com. This is your host, Don McCauley, and today we're welcoming to the program author Martha Hamlet, and Martha is the author of Bats in the Air, Bats in My Hair. Martha, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you.
Good. How long have you been working on this project?
Well, this particular project I've been working on for about 4 years to get it to this point. So it's been quite a long, drawn-out process. I had some stops and starts with illustrators.
Where did the idea for this book come from?
Well, it's kind of a cute story. When I was probably around 9 years old, I'm from the country, and so my grandmother had this big old white house that had the creaky floors and had the big bedrooms upstairs, and so my cousins and I were spending the night, and the girls were across one side of the hall, and the boys were on the other in one of the other bedrooms, and we woke up in the middle of the night, the girls did, we heard something. So we turned on the light, and my cousin Deb was sleeping in the bed across from us, and her hair was streaming across the pillow, and there on the pillow was a bat kind of tangled in her hair. So, of course, being girls, we screamed, and we ran out. We ran across the hall. We jumped on the bed with the boys. Well, the bed fell. My grandmother, she came up the steps. She wasn't very happy with any of us, and so she made us go back to bed. Of course, we didn't want to go back in the room, but we had to go back anyway. So the idea for the story came from that event in my life. And so I just kind of embellished it and kind of made it a cute little story for that age group, and they love it. The kids love hearing about the bats.
Now, how did you find your illustrator, Davy Morgan?
I found Davy through a friend that I work with. I had some problems with finding an illustrator, and someone one day came in and said, well, they had this friend that had lived in Greenville, South Carolina, and went to Erskine College down there and had majored in visual art. And his name was Davy Morgan. And so I contacted Davy, and we talked, and we kind of connected on the idea of the book and everything. And so I needed to just send him the information, and we began to work together.
Why did you choose to write in a picture book format?
Well, I enjoy the enthusiasm that that age group has. I like the younger children. They enjoy you coming in and reading to them, and they get so excited, and their imagination is really good at that age. And so I enjoyed just kind of putting that down for them so that they would have some entertainment and something fun to read. And I just enjoy that age group.
When did you first make the decision that you really wanted to write these kind of books?
Back in my teenage years, I started writing. When I was in fifth grade, I had a teacher that she made us take our spelling words for the week and write stories from them. And I tell the kids this when I go read to them. And so from those stories that I had to write, I really enjoyed just using my imagination and making things up. And as I went on in my teenage years, I wrote poems. And then as I kind of went on, and I worked with children a lot through our Junior Achievement here in the local area. I'm a board member for Junior Achievement, and so I was working a lot with the kids. And so I just took that and started writing stories that I used with them in the classroom situation when I would work with them through Junior Achievement. And so I guess it was just something that I had done most of my life.
I think that whenever any of us write a book, we have this picture in our mind of what's going to happen when we complete the book. What kind of picture did you have in your mind when you were writing this book? Where did you see it really ending up?
Well, of course, I'd love to say that I wanted to see it in every Walmart in America, but I most probably just wanted to see it in the hands of kids and them enjoying it. Now, I mean, of course, here it's been very good local. I've had real good local success with it, and everybody, it's kind of catching on now. They're learning about the book, and people will see me, oh, you wrote that book, and I like that. I wanted to see it. I just wanted to see, I guess, kids really enjoy it, and I knew that it wouldn't necessarily end up being a national, national big success, but the accomplishment of doing it, and then even if it was just a handful of kids that enjoyed it, at least I knew I had done that much.
Well, if we talk about the writing process and not the other writing that you do, but specifically writing a book, what did you really enjoy about the process of putting this all into book form?
I enjoyed taking it. I enjoyed having those thoughts on paper. I enjoyed looking at each verse and picturing in my head what would the kid enjoy seeing in a picture about that verse? What would make them laugh and get excited, and what kind of colors would bring it to life? And I liked that process of taking just the words and making them come to life with pictures. That's the part of it I suppose I enjoyed the most of the whole process. And then just having it in your hand and seeing the book in your hand and being able to sit in front of a class and read it to them and then say, oh, look, this is what Grandma's doing now, and look, the bats are coming down from the ceiling, and, you know, just that whole piece of it like that, that's the creativity piece.
Well, I think that most of us, you know, have an idea in our mind of what it's like to write a book, but when you actually do it, it's a very different kind of thing. So through that process, what did you find that you really liked the least about the process?
Well, probably the least part is getting someone to represent you. Obviously, I had tried back in the early 2000s, before I even had done the pictures, had found the illustrator, obviously, to do pictures. I had tried sending the stories off to traditional publishers, and so that has been probably the most disheartening part of it, was I would get nice letters, and I could see what the book, in my mind, I could see how the book would be received by the kids, and it just convincing somebody else to see that same thing has been very hard and disheartening. That's probably the piece of it that I like the least, is trying to convince someone else, you know, that what you see would be beneficial. And so probably one of the reasons why I decided to go the route that I did with self-publishing with Arthur House was, you know, it is such a long process. I wanted to go ahead and have something on paper that I could take into the classroom. But it is hard to get it noticed.
Well, I think that that's one of the things that really surprises authors when they become a self-published author. They become a mini publisher, and the fact of the matter is you're required to do everything at that point. And what they don't realize,
right,
I think going into it perhaps, is that the writing and marketing and selling of books is a business, and if you're not prepared for that, it'll really catch you off guard. So what are you doing in regards to promoting your book?
Well, I did a lot of research and before I even started this whole process of how other people had made it successful. And with a self-published book, obviously the first place it has to be successful is your local area. I mean, you have to be able to get it out there to your local area. And so I just, once I had the book, I contacted teachers, you know, people that I knew that were teachers, and they were very excited about it. So I got into the schools, and I have been reading to several schools a week when I can. I get out there, and I've read to many now, and I get invited. I'm invited through the summer now to come into different reading groups and read. And then I worked with the city library, and their mayor was doing an initiative on reading to the underprivileged, and so I'm going to try to get hooked in with that initiative and different things like that. I have been doing some signings. I've had several signings up until this point, and, you know, I'm going to participate in some local festival-type things. I have the book in several little shops, and you just have to get out there, and I have some people who have bought the book that have sent it to other states. I know I'm in a library in Colorado, and I have a book, you know, the book has been sent to Vermont, and, you know, that all helps because it just gets the awareness of the book out there.
Well, knowing what you know now and knowing that publishing is really a business, if somebody were to come to you and say, I'm going to write a book, it's going to be a children's book, what is the first piece of advice that you would give that person?
That's funny because somebody sent me an email this morning asking me that same thing, and I would tell them, get some resource books like Children's Writers and Illustrators Guide, some of those books that give you good background information on what publishers accept what, and, you know, just do the research on how other people have promoted things, and to understand that you have to be proactive, that, you know, nothing comes to you by sitting and saying nothing, that you have to get out and you have to talk about it. The more people you talk to about it, the wider spread the awareness becomes. You just have to be your own, pat yourself on the back and be your own horn blower, as they say. Get out there and just talk about it.
Well, we were talking this morning in a roundtable discussion, and we were talking about the fact that a lot of authors have a tendency to go out there and try to sell their book rather than trying to sell what it is their book can do for groups of people. So when you approach schools and what have you found that people are interested in the book, or are they more interested in what the book can do for the students?
They are more interested in what you can do and the book can do for the students. They want you to come in, and the biggest thing that the librarians and the teachers have asked me about when I come to speak to the kids and read to the kids, even at the young age, in the first grade age, second grade age, they want me to emphasize to the kids about the writing process and tie it into their how they do their schoolwork. For example, if you know, a lot of times kids, you know, at that age, they want to rush through doing their papers and things like that, and they want to know that someone like me, someone who wrote a book, just didn't sit down and write it and then send it in after the first time that I wrote it, that it took me several drafts and several times of sitting down and rewriting. So they want that emphasis, and I speak to them. When I talk to them, I ask them, do they understand what rhyme is, because my book is a rhyming book, and then we talk about rhyme. We talk about, so it's almost like a secondary teaching process for them when they bring me in, when I go in, and I mean, I have recognized this, and so I have tried to be learned on, you know, talking to the kids about poetry and talking to them about rhyme, and that's what the librarians and the teachers want. They want someone who can share, and then I let them ask questions, and the kids love asking questions. They're very interested in how the whole process took place, and how did you get the pictures, you know, in the book, you know, and how does the printing process work, and so they're more interested in what all that can do for them. Not, you know, you can't sell, yeah, okay, Martha Hamlet wrote a book, but it's not about me. It's about the kids. It's about how entertained they are and how much what you can share with them.
What's in the future for you? Do you have more books coming?
I do. I have already have one written that I'm titled X's and O's right now, and that one's also in a rhyming form, and I haven't gotten the pictures done for it. And then I have another one, Why Do Computers Have Keys? And that one, obviously, I haven't done the pictures for that one either, but I have two things already worked up, and I've constantly, well, I've got another piece that I've got in my head that I'm trying to get down on paper, so it's a continual process, but I do have some other things ready to go, and I'm sending them, like I did the others. I've already been starting to send them again to traditional publishers to see if I can get them picked up, but if that doesn't happen in a reasonable amount of time, then I'll probably do it in the same process that I've done this one.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at Barnes & Noble, online at the Barnes & Noble. And then if you live here in Lynchburg, Virginia, you can get it at Givens Books, and those are the main places.
Hey, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Martha Hamlet, and Martha is the author of Bats in the Air, Bats in My Hair. Martha, thanks very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. I enjoyed it. I hope everyone will like my book if they read it.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you'll receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. Visit www.helpapublisherpublishyou.com. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you would like to be a guest on The Author Show, visit www.theauthorshow.com. Fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. We look forward to seeing you next time here on The Author Show.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit wnbnetworkwest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.